Hello and welcome to the Fireside Chat podcast by Montana Fire Pits, where we talk about the epitome of elegance, warmth, and the centerpiece of any outdoor design, high-end gas fire features. Test, test.
Go! Well, here we are. Welcome to another episode of Fireside Chats with Montana Fire Pits. I'm Jarrett.
I'm Jonathan.
Today, we're going to be talking about covers. Covering a fire feature, a fire pit, any kind of fire system, and what that all entails, your different options.
Gas.
Specifically gas, yep. Yes.
Yep. There's lots of options, and it's a real good idea. We'll start with that.
Yeah, let's talk about why. See, at my house, I have a gas fire feature that I never cover. I'm field testing it. But really, you want those internal components to be covered in the case of all the weather you might get. Mm-hmm. It gives you peace of mind of a lifetime warranty with your burner.
It does.
That's a big thing. Can you speak to that at all?
The peace of mind with a lifetime warranty? Yes. So the brass burner itself has a lifetime warranty. Great. Fantastic. It's like any investment. If you keep that investment covered, it's just a peace of mind.
Yeah.
Right? And yes, there's a lifetime warranty, but why not just cover it, right? You're making this in my opinion, you're making this investment into a kind of a piece of lasting furniture that's going to sit in the same place
right.
for a lot of years. I think it's just a good idea. Like sometimes it's not any more complicated than that. It's just a good idea. Cover it.
Let's start off with soft covers, the kind of covers that go over the entire thing. Now, a lot of people actually, and I am totally with them on this, they don't want to go outside and see a beautiful piece of furniture, as you call it,
yep.
a fire feature, covered by an ugly tarp. And yet, it sometimes is a good idea to cover the whole thing because of UV damage. And I've noticed that paint, like if it's some concrete vessels are painted, some steel or aluminum might be painted. Paint, I think, doesn't do well with UV. Now, how are our units kind of different in that they're not painted?
Well, our steel units are powder coated, right? So right there you have more of a lasting sort of industrial finish.
Yeah.
Let's go back to what you said about – let's talk about more about the concept of covering before we kind of dive into details. And the concept of covering is this. Just like a really nice gas grill – right? If it's the middle of the season and you're using it, I'm not covering it
right.
every single time between use. My steel table on my patio, I'm not covering it every single time. I cover it in the off season. Mm-hmm. I cover it when I know that it's going to be a prolonged period of time. I cover it when I know that there's weather coming.
Right.
That's kind of the concept of covering. And the one thing we want you guys to hear is that it's not like, oh, we're done for the evening. Quick, throw a cover on it. The whole thing's going to be ruined. It is not that
right.
by any stretch. It is simply I default to long periods of time, weather, and protecting the investment.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So that said, in your normal wear and tear, powder coating is bomber.
Yeah. It's baked on as opposed to just applied like a
yeah.
paint. And I, there are some styles of powder coating that don't do well with UV or salt spray. And I think it's just important to know that the finishes that we choose on ours are all UV resistant. Like they're going to last just baked
right.
by the sun nonstop. They're going to be okay. They're not going to fade.
So much so that we work closely with our powder coat rep to make sure that we vet all of the standard powder coating colors because they are not all created equal.
Right.
So it comes down to the composition of the powder, the application of the powder, And speaking of that, we powder coat the outside and the inside and every nook and cranny in our units is powder coated. So it's not like we just do the outside and leave the inside uncovered.
Right. So when we're talking about covering, you know, not all fire pits are the same. Some might need to be covered all the time. In this case, ours, you can leave it open, uncovered. Like you said, it's case by case, weather coming, long periods of time. To keep it clean is nice, too.
Keep it clean.
Keep the water spots off of it. So that's an overall cover. Mm. But I love the concept of tabletop covers. And that's so now that we got the soft cover out of the way, I want to talk about the different kinds of ways you can cover it with a tabletop and use your fire pit as a dual purpose, you know, play cards on it, have your meal on it, and then take the cover off.
So that it's actually functional and attractive.
Yeah.
And it's becoming kind of a relatively new thing, I think, that we've found over, I would say, the last few years. Is A, we know we want to cover something. B, well, I have media, or I don't have media. I have a log set. I have cannonballs. So then, am I supposed to take all that out to use a flat cover? All of that to say is that you want to create a cover that looks like it's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we have done with the arbor wood or the wood covers.
Let's talk about the wood because we've sort of settled in with steel on a lot of ours and some aluminum. Steel is great in that it matches, it fits in perfectly, but it's a little heavy, which, you know, might be a non-issue for some people. But the wood just takes it up a notch, next level.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've noticed some people just want to cover the burn area, which is fine. Some want to cover the whole tabletop, which also looks really nice. We can show some images here. But tell us about arbor wood and why it's different than normal wood.
Right. So arbor wood is – I always want to say it's new technology, but it is not new technology. It is thermally modified lumber. You as designers, if there's designers and pros out there, you may have heard of it, work with it. If not, thermally modified lumber is lumber that is processed in a way that makes it water resistant, more water resistant. It takes natural dimensional lumber and puts it through this process so that it's good for exterior use without the use of sort of this impregnating stain and all this kind of stuff.
And it keeps its form, right? It doesn't warp.
It,
doesn't.
It remains, right, dimensionally stable over time. We have partnered with a company called Arborwood and ran into them at the ASLA trade show. Landscape architect trade show last year. Fantastic product. Now we stock it. Now we've started to design and build a whole series of wood covers.
I love them. They look so nice.
It ups the game of this sort of beautiful monolithic rectangle black venture series, for example, and you put this beautiful wood cover on it. It just sort of levels it up, I think.
I agree. And using more than one material, I think, is where it's becoming more sophisticated. Even those who want a concrete or stone fire table, wood goes really good with that as well. It just looks nice, looks sleek. It's easier to pick up than, say, a steel.
It's lighter.
Lighter.
It's for us, we can – it's easier to ship.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Moreover, it's becoming sort of this combination of, I'll just say, steel and wood. Steel and wood is an actual design trend that's very popular and very clean nationwide. And I think what we're doing is just sort of playing on that a little bit. It looks fantastic. And it's extremely functional and durable.
Now, let's say you want to add cannonballs. Cannonballs are a very modern trend. A lot of people love them because they're light. They retain a lot of heat, like coals in a fire, so they help warm the space. They do stick up a little bit above the ledge. Mm-hmm. So then your flat cover might not sit flat, flush. I love what our craftsmen are coming up with, which are sidewalls.
In the past,
I think it's been people are asking for domes. Like imagine a dome cover.
That's right.
And the cost to value is hard to justify.
Yeah.
To ship it, to fabricate it.
To fabricate it, to ship it.
Yeah. And it doesn't look great. Some people might like the dome look.
I think when I think of that, the dome fire pit covers, they look fantastic, but I almost envision those for a wood burning almost, right?
Yeah.
To where it's almost catching the embers and things like that. Fantastic place in the market. But for us, I think design-wise, our lines are so clean and it's a gas fire, you're turning it on and off. I think that just a flat cover lends itself better to our design.
Right. So these sidewalls we've been working with, tell me who might want a arbor wood with sidewalls.
Most people that have a steel fire table with a log set or cannonballs.
Yeah.
Any media that sticks up, which is probably, I would say 90% of fire tables out there.
Yeah.
Probably have some media that's sticking up over it. And here's the base of your table. Your media is probably sticking up anywhere from 3 to 8 inches, right? And then how do you cover that with a rectangle and that has size to it? Because our most popular size is a 60-inch table. The opening on that 60-inch table is still 16 by 40?
48.
That's an awkward size to cover, especially raised with sidewalls. But we're figuring out how to do it.
Yeah. So let's say, okay, you're a landscape designer and your client just doesn't know. They're asking you all these questions. How often do I have to cover it? What kind of cover should I get? Should I get the full cover? As far as what I would say is what I would do is I would skip the full soft cover for a bit. Just go without.
Yeah.
You can always order one later.
Yeah.
But think about a tabletop cover and, the kind of questions you would ask the landscape designer's client.
Mm-hmm.
What should they ask? Really it comes down to what do you like? Do you like the look of logs? Do you like just the sleek lava pebbles or glass?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the questions you ask in order to find out if you need sidewalls or,
Right. What do you want that piece of furniture to look like when it's not in use?
Yeah.
Right? So you have, and I'm envisioning sort of this, and just kind of bear with me for a second, sort of like, cast this vision. Like you have a large patio, doors and windows leading out to a beautiful patio. You have your furniture sort of flanking this beautiful rectangular fire table. What is that going to look like from your living room on the inside?
Yeah.
And are you going to have a big soft cover on it? Probably not.
Maybe in the winter.
Maybe in the winter if you know that your cushions are put away for the season, right? Okay. But in the height of the season, what do you want that thing to look like? And the challenge for us, the design challenge for us, is to make a cover sexy enough that you want to look at it, right?
And I've heard several people say this, I'm just not going to take the effort to go put a full cover on it. So they're like, I don't even want it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well, it's a lot easier to just put a flat tabletop cover on.
It is.
And you don't have to, sure, the wood, you should wait 20 minutes, let it cool down.
Yeah.
But if you go with the steel flush cover, goes on right away. Yeah. Don't burn yourself. Yep. But, yeah.
The takeaway, I think, for us is that, again, the design challenge is making a cover functional and attractive.
Yeah.
It, rather than an afterthought, right? So many of these things are just, canvas cover. It's an afterthought. Just get that thing protected, right? I think we're trying to elevate that a little bit.
Yeah. There is a way, and, as designers, landscapers, if you ever get someone who's like, I can't feasibly cover this thing in any capacity because it's maybe it's a design feature. It's not really something where somebody's going to maintain it, that discipline of covering it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just throw out there, there are burners with a what's called a water stop fitting. Keeps the water out of the gas line.
Yep.
So look for those, you know. H-style, some of the tree styles, some of the originals and octagonals. They don't have to be covered when it rains.
Yeah.
But tell us about, like, electronic ignition. Like, that's something that should be always covered when not in use, I should say.
Yes. I'm going to back up again when we kind of circle back again to the concept of covering. If you don't want a cover, it's not like you're killing your fire table and killing your fire
feature. Like, it's made for the outdoors.
And oh my goodness, right? These things are made to live outside in all conditions and all climates year-round. Yeah. They just are. Okay. Electronic ignition. If you have electronic ignition, and many, many, many people are ordering this now, tying it into home automation systems and pool controls and lighting controls, there is a so you're introducing electronics to the elements.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have that. Within the electronic ignition, there really is just a thing about that big, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches by, what is it, 3-4 inches tall.
Yeah, pretty short.
That is a protected unit. Ultimately, that's what you're truly protecting in an electronic ignition situation, is just that component.
Yeah, you just want to make sure when the wind is blowing and the rain is pouring, it's not going to get into that little, because it can. We've joked about making tiny little covers that just go over that. Honestly, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you just want to keep water out of the electronic components.
Yep.
And so it's not that difficult.
It's
so
not.
To just cover that piece.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah.
Nope.
So we talked about the side walls. Let's talk about the different materials and where certain materials may work better in certain situations. I just had this thought. A lot of people in coastal regions, they think about rust. Mm-hmm. And I think about a steel cover trying to get it into the fire pit opening without scratching it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think about, I'm coming back to wood, because wood doesn't rust. Mm-hmm. The arbor wood is designed to work with moisture the right
all
way.
All environments, yes.
What about aluminum? Is aluminum a viable option? What if somebody... Let's say they have a paver fire pit, and they don't really want wood. I think aluminum might be a good option, too.
Yeah, it's perfectly viable. Absolutely. Yeah. It's lightweight. It can be powder coated.
Brushed, if you like raw.
Or brushed, yep. We can weld it. We can roll it. We can turn it into circles. We can make shapes out of it. We can put handles on it. We can not put handles on it. We can do all of these things with aluminum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aluminum's great.
And even in sort of our kind of R&D is that we bend over these tabs and put non-marring feet on the bottom of if it does
protects.
Have – in any of our covers, we put these non-marring rubber feet so that you don't have to worry about scratching. I mean, what a concept. Yeah.
We were talking to our craftsman, Scott, and he was he's very proud, and I was very proud to see him do this. These little channels of metal he puts behind the wood to keep the structure just very true. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do the customers know about the channels? I'm like, they might not care to know. They might not get as excited as we do, but it's good for people to know that we're taking the extra steps, I think, to make a cover last like a piece of furniture. Oh, you might just say, oh, it's just a cover. No, it's a beautiful piece of handcrafted furniture.
It's true. Our wood covers are, they have biscuit joints all through them. They're all glued. Every edge is eased. Every edge is put through just a router.
Just refined.
So the miters, there's no exposed fasteners in these things. So it's not like we're just taking a bunch of one by a material and gluing it together and calling it a cover. These things are built, and it is we're pretty proud of them. For
I think the concept of weathered wood is very beautiful because we're using ash, thermally modified ash. Mm-hmm. When you put a clear oil coat on it, it looks nice, rich, dark. And it's, I love it. It goes with almost everything.
It looks great.
But you can let it weather and just hands off.
You can
let it weather. It's going to be okay. It kind of turns a nice, like almost like a barn wood look, mm-hmm. where it's gray. But you can you, I think you can oil it later too if you want to change.
You can.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not like paint where it's just going to start peeling off.
Yep.
It's just a nice easy process.
Yep. And the oil that we use, this Q-Tech Extreme, is sourced and spec'd by Arborwood,
yeah.
right, to go with this. Yeah. It's not a surface painted on stain.
Yeah.
It's not something that can flake off and bubble and lose its integrity over time.
Yeah.
It's integral to it. And it makes it look like $1 million. I think it does. But I love the look of wood.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you were to think of any hesitations with any covering, like my mind goes to a situation where you live in a very humid place, mm-hmm. a full-on soft cover covering the whole thing, moisture building up underneath. Is it ever like a bad idea to cover it? I almost think, don't complicate it, right? Just if you have live in an area where just everything's super wet all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe let the thing stay dry. Keep it uncovered.
Maybe the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
Right? To where it's just this moist and sort of coastal environment. Maybe leaving it uncovered is not the most terrible thing in the world.
Yeah. Or at least a full cover. But use a tabletop cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. I'm more in that realm these days. Yeah. I don't think I want to use a full cover.
Yeah.
So just take that for what it's worth. You might not need to cover the whole thing.
And I'll say this again, mentioned a couple of times, the design challenge that is covers, right?
Yeah.
Montana Fire Pits is in our 10th year. We estimate that we have over 12,000 fires out there across the country. Covers are relatively new.
I feel like we're in the breakthrough stages right now.
Because it's just been this odd sort of design, function, beauty, odd thing that you just can't quite tackle.
Yeah.
For us as a manufacturer, I will admit, shipping.
Yeah.
Right? Freight, packaging this thing and shipping it. In the early days, shipping it made it completely cost prohibitive. Right? Okay. I will say this. Not every single fire feature is conducive for a beautiful Arborwood aluminum handcrafted cover. It's still a design challenge sometimes.
And, well, I would like to point out, and this has been a question people ask, is if you make a cover in two pieces, you've got a gap.
Mm-hmm.
But people, they get concerned that it's going to void some warranty or destroy the fire pit just by having a gap. It's not.
It's not.
Like, it's okay to put two pieces together and it looks beautiful. It's mm-hmm. it's just going to function. It's easier to ship, but ultimately it's easier to handle as you lift your cover on and off. So two piece, three piece, don't worry about it.
Yep.
It's going to look great. It's going to work well.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts or concerns?
I think overall the reason we're trying to figure out covers is because so many people over the years have asked for it.
Yeah.
And it's become almost necessary for us sort of as leaders and innovators and sort of pioneers in this space to continue to figure out a different solution.
Yeah. I agree. I'm excited.
Who knew you could talk for 30 minutes about
covering a fire pit?
Fire pit covers.
What? Right. So what should people? So we talked about the elements. Like we're committed to all climates, all year long. Like our concrete units, our color is through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Our steel units are powder coated with non-fading, non-UV effective
UV resistant powders.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Just avoid, I would say. Like, watch out if you're looking at a fire pit and you're like, oh, it's concrete. Well, it might be painted. That would suck.
True.
Or if it's powder coated and it's cheap powder coating.
Yeah.
Yep. Just watch out for that. You know, you might have to cover it all the time if that's the case.
So it's interesting. You bring up a good point. Are there other fire features in the world? Absolutely. Can you go find something? Absolutely. Can you find a shape, size, burner, whatever that we don't carry? Absolutely. The point for Montana Fire Pits is we are dedicated only to the craft of outdoor gas fire features.
And the best. Like, just don't go cheap on anything.
Right.
The brass burner. Brass, what you told me, they use that on ships and stuff. It's just not going to
grow.
Yeah. It's just going to be bomber. Yep. Will it last through the apocalypse? That's what. Because we have these propane tank covers coming out, right? I'm like, wow, that's a stable piece of metal right there.
Yes.
That's
indeed.
Not going to blow away in a tornado.
Yep. Yep.
That's what we're dedicated to.
I think what we view it as, you're just investing in this sort of legacy piece of furniture that's very much a focal point.
Yeah.
Your patio table may come and go. Your patio furniture may come and go. But the design statement that you're making with this fire feature is there to stay.
Yeah. Well, that's about it on covers. I'm trying to think of anything else that might, as far as questions people ask. This is one, how tall to make your sidewalls for your cover. You know, it a lot of it depends on, like, if you go with a rectangle, your wood stack is going to be shorter. It's just the way it designs. If you go with a round one, you're going to TP the wood up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you might want 10-inch sidewalls. But really, we're doing anywhere from 1 to 10-inch sidewalls, depending on what you need.
Sometimes, at the end of the season, I remove the media entirely, right? That's okay to do. Your log set, your cannonballs, it's okay to just take it out and put that in a bin and store it away so you can have a flat, clean cover on it. That's what I do in the off season.
And I do something similar, especially in the hottest months in the summer. I'll take it out because I don't need the heat retention and I want to have the cover. But in the spring and the fall, I'll put that fire media back on to get that heat retention in the winter. Stored away.
And
there's all kinds of stuff.
Right. And the media itself acts as sort of a cover too, right?
That's
because
true.
You're piling this stuff on top of all the jets and the burners. So that's acting as a cover too.
Yeah. And any sort of stacked media, logs, cannonballs are the main ones I think about. They do bring structure to your flame, which I've noticed people will be like, well, because I live in a windy place, kind of at the end of a canyon, and I've noticed that logs and cannonballs help a lot to just keep the flame standing up.
Absolutely.
So when people say, I want to add glass flame guards, I say, just wait on that.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of, I think of it like hotels, not necessarily a house.
Right. Like a commercial space.
Yeah.
Right. Because fire hot. Right. So are you going to stick your finger in it? Well, if you're at home and it's residential and you're in control of this thing, stand down on the glass flame
just
guards.
Wait, if you want to add it, I'm not going to condemn you.
Yeah.
Just go for it. But try fire media first, logs, cannonballs. It gives, even in windy conditions, gives it some structure. So all of that covering fire media stuff, it's just sort of a dance trying to get it right. But we're trying to give you tips.
Yep.
On how to, like, we've lived with it for a while, so we've tried all the things. I think we've settled in with what we like, and it's we love tabletop covers, we love fire media,
and we're in the business of just creating options.
Yeah,
so you got options.
So you take your option, whatever you want.
Easy.
All right. What else? That's covering.
That's it for covers.
All right. Well, until next time. This has been the fourth. And as we come up with ideas to share with you, to give you good direction, we will make more videos.
And I think the future sort of this, we're not getting into the podcast business, right, with everybody and their mom. We're going to use it as a platform almost to just keep giving the information that fully exists on the website.
Yeah.
Fully exists on our YouTube channel, but we're just sort of repackaging it, bringing it up, talking about it fresh, and just in a new format. So it's all going to be good information.
So come back for more later.
Indeed.
And that's it for today. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. See ya.
See you around.